Hello, everyone.
Okay.
Hi, everyone. A little bit about myself.
And I'm really thankful to be up here.
I want to get baptized to be up here because today. It is
I'm about to get baptized.
The next step in my walk with Christ.
So I'll tell you a little bit about my journey.
I'm willing to make a commitment for Christ.
I grew up in church, and as a kid, I was just following footsteps because I didn't really understand the true relationship I had with the Lord.
To aid the growth of his kingdom.
So, because my family went, I grew so up I was just Christian following family, their footsteps.
So I always felt
but these past months, I've grown to learn
there,
about
and that was fact.
What it means to have a relationship
Yet,
with the Lord.
There were times when I doubted
and,
that fact.
And I can feel the growing love that I have for the Lord in my heart, and I know that it's going to continue to grow further in my life. Christianity is a life choice.
That's why my favorite verse.
God doesn't make us do anything. We don't have to do anything. It's what we want to do. And,
it says,
it's a lifestyle.
I can do all things.
So we have to live
gives me strength.
Through his name.
It is the verse that gives me
comfort. I'm ready to take this relationship I have with the Lord
reminds
to,
me
to
that
the next step.
Is out of my grasp.
I would like to thank everyone, to the Lord,
my family,
and I will further
Marcus,
demonstrate
Pastor Matthew,
this through my faith and through my actions.
Last few months. And
so my favorite verse is Romans chapter 8, verse 31. It says, if God is for us, who can be against us? That verse, it gives me a sense of security.
Hi guys, my name is Ryan.
Knowing that our all-powerful
today
God
I will,
is on our side.
I'm about to get baptized with everyone
and
else.
And to me, and that means that
I was born into this
nothing
church,
could be against
so
us.
All my life
if
I've been a Christian.
The creator of the universe,
I
want to
thank everyone at church here today for everything you've done
on our
for
side.
Me. I want to thank Bob Marcos and
really good
Matt for helping us realign our lives and taking time out of their day to have sessions
so
with us.
I'd like to thank everyone for being here.
Being baptized today is like
my
an
friends,
amazing
my
opportunity,
and,
I think everything's left
church families,
now.
Supporting
all my life,
me through
I
this
think
journey. I'd like to thank
my
Pastor Marcus,
life
Pastor
in God has been kind of shaky and shallow.
It's helping me grow.
But I think in the past year, I've started to grow and started to realize
about the Lord
that
and my relationship.
Starting today, it's not about the baptism. We won't change because of the baptism.
I will
we won't
continue
gain
to
superpowers.
Use this, everything
we won't
that I've learned
hear God's voice
throughout my life.
The change comes from within us. So. We should. There are times
like
when we should listen to God. We should wait and listen to him. But if we want to grow as a child of God, if we want to be active in him, I think we need to take the initiative to change. So I think today shouldn't be a remarkable day. Today we shouldn't remember what today was. Today we should remember how we started to change and how we started to grow as a child of God. And today I want to commit my life to growing God, trying my best. I know we're not going to change drastically over a week, over a month. But I think if we truly love God, if we truly want to change, I think we can do it. And my favorite Bible verse is Isaiah 40, verse 31. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. This verse reminds me that we should and we can rely on the Lord. And that if we believe in him, he'll help us. Our Lord has amazing grace. And even when we fall, he's always there for us. So thank you.
Hey guys, and my name is Nathan. I'm going to tell you my journey with Christ. So I was born into a Christian family, so I always had the mentality of going to heaven. But in the past few months, I realized that the only way to go to heaven is through Christ. So you know how many times I've been to church or how many deeds I did. So I now realize that. And I want to be baptized today, knowing that if tomorrow I die, I will go to heaven and not to hell. So my favorite verse is Proverbs 18, verse 10. It says, "The name of the Lord is a fortified tower. The righteous run to it and are safe." And this verse gives me comfort because it tells me that when I'm shaky and when I don't know what to do, I can always run to Christ. And I'm ready for that step, that big step in my relationship with God. And I'm ready to make that commitment. Thank you.
Yeah.